Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the Jamie and Stoney Show. Jamie on vacation. Jeff Rieger is here. And as we know, the National Hockey League announced a plan to come back with a playoff tournament. They've added some teams to the playoffs, some they kept out, including the Detroit Red Wings, which means their season is over. And joining us now is the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, and he'll be back for another season. He is Jeff Blashill. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. How about you?
We're doing good. Your family, everybody, hey, healthy, everybody healthy, hanging in?
Yeah, you know what? Everybody's healthy. My family's healthy. My parents are healthy. So just, you know, feel real, real good about that. Obviously been interesting times, but my kids are just finishing up their online schooling, and that's gone okay, and we've all remained sane. So real happy for that as well.
Are you at all relieved that at least, you know, the season is over? Obviously, you guys would have wanted to be in the playoff picture, but not that you don't have to play a few games just that were meaningless?
No, not necessarily. Well, first off, I'm glad that there is some definity to it. You know, to live in the unknown is a hard thing for all of us, and obviously there's been lots of unknowns. And so, but I would say this, Stoney, I was really hoping we'd get a chance to get together as a group. And if that, you know, and understanding that would mean playing some games that were meaningless for last year, but I didn't find them to be meaningless moving forward. I thought it was an opportunity we could really have to take steps forward for next year. If we had a 3-week type camp, you could really start to emphasize a couple things. And, you know, as it stands now, it's going to be such a long layoff that I think all of us involved, the players, the coaching staff, I think we would have been excited to have a chance to get together. I understand why we can't. I get that part of it, but we would have liked to have been together.
Hey, Jeff, I've been banging the drum on this since I found out you guys were coming back. So you're probably going to disagree, but I wanted to ask you anyhow. So I think it would have been great for every fan base if they already extended the playoffs to 24 teams, meaning they took teams that were on the bubble and they're putting them in. Some teams were not going to make the playoffs. Would it have been better to put every team in and do single elimination for some of the teams towards the bottom and then give byes to some of the teams towards the top? Maybe I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but have every team be involved. And, you know, that means every fan base that having to deal with this coronavirus at least gets one playoff-type game. Plus, for your guys, it'd be great. Your guys would play a big, meaningful game, which I got to believe would help. Or is that just crazy talk?
Well, I don't know how you thought I'd disagree with that. I'd love an opportunity to have been able to get in and compete and see what happens. And, you know, obviously we would have been the lowest seed, but it would have been like March Madness a little bit. And when you get in, you know, when you get in, you think you have a chance. Well, you do have a chance. And so, you know, I understand why the NHL would choose not to do that. I get that. I don't think there's any perfect answer when you're in these types of situations. And when you make these decisions, there's always going to be positives and negatives. But certainly from our aspect, Riggs, it would have been great to have been able to have a chance to compete. And that would have been even better than just going and playing some games. I wondered at some point if I didn't think that was a potential, but we talked about it internally that, hey, if, you know, wouldn't this be great if all of a sudden we got a new life?
Jeff, when did you know or realize that Stevie was going to say, you know what, we're going to bring you back for another year?
You know, to be honest with you, I think you just go, when you're in the position that I'm in, like you just go about your job as if you're coming back, and you don't really think about somebody potentially telling you can't do your job anymore. You just keep doing your job and you do it to the best of your ability. And all Steve and I's conversations have been about, you know, since this pause happened, been about the future and about how, you know, the types of things we need to do to move this organization in the right direction and those types of things. So to be honest with you, I never really thought of the alternative, and I really never do. It's just not part of who I am and part of the fabric. I don't think of coaches. I think coaches, you coach to try to do the very best you can at the job you're in until somebody tells you you're not doing that.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think about the new draft, I guess, order, if you want to say? I mean, a lot of people are wondering if the Wings actually have worse odds now, even though you still have the 18.5% chance to get the first overall pick. Some of the teams that are going to be in the playoffs, if they lose in the playoffs, they get to go back in the draft lottery and have a small percentage to also get that first overall pick. Were you guys at all disappointed at how they determined on that?
Well, I would just say, you know, I think our odds are the same, and I think, you know, from that aspect, it's the same as what it would have been had we had the season been completed and normal in the way that the draft's been set up. I think there would be room for discussion whether or not every team that misses the playoffs needs to be part of a draft lottery. I think that there's potential for discussion in that, but that's been the system that's been set up. It's how the system's been, and basically they did the best they could to mirror the current system. And you could argue the current system, but they did the best they could to mirror the current system.
Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Red Wings, joining us on the Jamie and Stoney Show. Jeff Rieger in for Jamie. I kind of asked you about this in the media briefing the other day. The defense of this team really kind of fell apart most of the season. Offensively, I mean, you have a pretty decent core with, you know, Larkin, Mantha, Bertuzzi, even Zadina. How disappointed were you in the defense, and what can be done besides just getting better players to make it better?
Yeah, I was disappointed. You know, I think as a coach, I've never considered myself an offensive, or I've always thought that was a little bit silly. I always thought you needed to be great at both. When you're a great team, you're great at both. That's the reality. Usually you're up near the top on both sides of the statistics. And certainly from a defensive aspect, you know, I was real disappointed. I thought early in the season we actually were playing better defense than our results. I thought the underlying statistics said that. Well, I don't think. I know they said that. The expected goals type of ratios and things like that we look at said that we were playing defense to a better degree than our results were showing. But then a number of things happened, and I was real disappointed for about a two-month stretch of how we looked defensively. And I'm not, you know, when you coach a team, you can be real proud when you go out and you look and you do the right things. And I thought for 2 months we just didn't look as good as we needed to defensively. So, you know, I talked about that a little bit. We did change some schematics. It took us a while to get adjusted. I think we're in a really good spot. By the very end of the year, the last, I don't know, probably 10 games or so, we started to move in a way better direction defensively. It's interesting. We did some good things defensively. We were one of the better teams at not giving up outnumbered rushes, but our D-zone coverage wasn't good enough most of the season. And I think it's something that can be fixed, will be fixed, and can help lead to not giving up nearly as many chances from that slot area. That's where all the goals are scored.
Hey, Jeff, people always wonder about progress and some of the younger guys and who makes the biggest leaps of what you saw this year. And I know it was a difficult year. Who's that guy? And I know there might be multiple guys, but who's the one guy that you're most impressed with from where he started to where he kind of ended before you guys shut down due to the virus?
Well, I think, you know, without a doubt, Phil Hronek had a real good season, and he's one of the younger guys or the newest guys on the team, and I thought he had a real good season overall. Like, he got forced into a lot of minutes, and he did a really good job for most of the season of handling those minutes. There's things he needs to get better at, and he knows that, but he showed he's highly competitive. He's a good NHL defenseman that if he gets better and better can work towards becoming a really good NHL defenseman. So I thought he was one guy that showed lots of progress. I also, I'll throw two. I thought Phillip Zadina did a good job coming in. You know, he had a fine start in the American League, not a great start. But out of necessity, we ended up pulling him up, and he did a pretty good job. I thought he showed more confidence, more swagger than he had when he was up previous. And so I thought that was a step in the right direction as well.
What are you going to do for the next few months? I mean, because even if this season, you know, God willing, no other, you know, spike and everything goes as they plan, you know, training camp start in July, the season will start in August. So you're talking about probably ending around October, then who knows how long till the next season. What are you going to do? I mean, you can't travel abroad right now. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's an interesting time. And, you know, we've been, for lack of a better word, kind of locked in for the last couple months. And so you do lots of stuff that you would do at the end of the season. You do some of that stuff just reviewing your year, looking at all the systems you talked about defensively. How can we be better? I've done lots of that stuff. Now I'll continue to do it, but, you know, at some point that work is done. Now, you know, once the league gets playing again, it'll be an opportunity for us as a coaching staff to watch series, to try to break series down, break teams down, both from a potential pre-scout down the road, just make sure we know teams inside and out, and then also from a is there areas of their game that we can steal and stuff like that. But it's it's a long time. It's the longest time I'll go. It's the longest time any of our players will go without, you know, really being in that really competitive environment. So I'll let you know, Stoney. I'll let you know if I come up with any new hobbies.
Okay.
Well, speaking of that, Jeff, what has been the number one Blashill household quarantining hobby or daily activity?
Or show that you've watched as a family?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we early in the quarantine we ripped through the Rocky series, and so my kids are 14, 12, and 9, and we ripped through the Rocky series and they liked that, and we had some good movies going. We've watched Hoosiers, we've watched The Natural, trying to educate my kids on great movies. And I would say lately though, we've had some mean games, some really good games of Pig, and I'll tell you that I've been kicking their butts pretty good. So my bank shot is my Bill Laimbeer bank shot's better than ever, and so I think that's an area where I've really progressed.
Have you shown them Slapshot yet?
They're not quite old enough.
Not quite old enough yet.
My 14-year-old, that could be a good, that's a lesson in itself. Maybe my 14-year-old will sit down and watch that. So.
By the way, I know we asked you this last year when you guys had a chance, you know, if you got luck, lottery luck, as Stevie calls it, and Ken Holland called it, for to get Hughes. What have you seen so far from Lafreniere on video? I don't know if you've seen him in person. Is he that far away the consensus number one that everybody seems to think he is?
Well, I would say I've never seen any of the guys in person. I've had an opportunity to see a number of the higher guys play, whether it be the World Junior Championship or just some games. And I've had a chance to watch a little bit. And I think the thing about the draft is it's such a hard predictor. And if you look back over the years at the draft and you're able to redraft, a lot of times it goes a different direction than what it does on draft day. And that's not because the teams are picking necessarily made mistakes. I think most of the teams would have picked those guys. And so, you know, I think Lafreniere looks like he's got a chance to be a really good player. But I also think no matter where we stand, where we fall in that lottery, we're going to get a chance to get a really good player who could become a great player. And probably the biggest key in determining which of those guys becomes the best is the ones that are hardest to measure. That inner drive, that ability to maintain your confidence through hard times, just that insane that ability to fight through adversity. You know, when you watch The Last Dance and you see Michael Jordan, I mean, he was the third pick overall, and I don't think anybody thought teams were necessarily crazy, certainly not with the top pick with Hakeem Olajuwon, but yet he became the best, arguably the best player of all time because he had that drive that was second to none. So, you know, if we could figure out which guy had that, we'll be a long way towards picking the right guy. Either way, I know Chris Draper and his staff are going to get a chance to pick a really good player.
Inner drive, it sounds like Jeff Rieger. He's got more inner drive than anybody
crazy
in this business.
Inner drive. That's
yeah,
right.
I didn't. That wasn't really my poster child, though. That's not what came up as an example.
Michael Jordan.
I'm just curious.
Michael Jordan, Jeff Rieger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're one and the same, really. I'm just curious. What Rocky movie did the kids like the best? I mean, 4 with Drago, or what?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I would say not. It's clear when you watch those movies, Rocky One's the best, and in my own memory, I don't know if I realized that until you watch him again. It's definitely the best movie. I would say the kid's probably like four of the best, three or four for
love
sure.
Four.
They were fired up, and next thing you know, I ordered. I've got boxing gloves. I've got those little hats, those helmets you wear, and my kids are boxing downstairs. That lasted for about 2 weeks. Now they're on to other things, on to hoops.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, and stay healthy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Jeff Blashill, head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, here on the Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.